Okay. All right. And we're back. This is interesting. I just got a quick email. Thanks, Stuart. A friend of mine said he had to go to a function in the same building that houses the COVID vaccination site for his area. He said no one was there to get the shot, and no one showed up during the many hours he had to be at that location. The word is out. We'll see what the evil ones do. Will they release something else? But I expect a second something. We don't know what it'll be. I don't know if they can play this variant game. It doesn't seem to work. But maybe they'll kick back and see how the spreading of whatever they're spreading is going to do. All right. Eric Carlstrom is with us tonight. Dr. Carlstrom, a brilliant man in many ways, having to deal with psychological abuse of the masses and individuals, targeted individuals, the game of turning someone's mind into mush and then reconfiguring it to do what you want it to do, and then some, and then to drive regular people slowly over the edge if they can. They just, there's no mercy with these people at all. Hi, Eric. Welcome back.
Greetings, Jeff. Good to be with you. And this is an exciting times, epic times we are in for sure. Jacques Cousteau, many people's favorite ecologist, is on record saying in an interview that world population must be stabilized. And to do that, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. This is so horrible to contemplate that we shouldn't even say it. But the general situation in which we are involved is lamentable. And that works out to about 127, almost 128 million people per year and 1.2 8 billion people over 10 years. And I think our managers have that in mind, you know, if you look at the...
But he said that 50 years ago.
Well, I don't know. Let me look at this. But he said
or
that quite
40
a while.
40 at least.
Yeah, this is the 1991 interview with UNESCO, the United Nations.
Oh, it's that late. Okay. All right.
This is very much a UN kind of project. And
so 30 years ago. All right.
We know the... Yeah, exactly. We know the people who are the eugenicists. And you know, frankly, you know, there's an argument to be made, but I think they're wrong. I don't think that we have exceeded the carrying capacity of the earth for human beings at all, but rather what we have is the eugenicists moving forward with their plans to take over the world under the guise of the environmental movement. Because, you know, everybody loves the earth, and it was easy to trick us into, you know, Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb and all this stuff. All of that turned out to be wrong, you know. But nonetheless, he's still famous, and he's quoted, and he's one of our, you know, managers. The whole COVID thing, the intent, the murderous genocidal intent of our governments is now quite on display. And we know that, you know, that there has been a lot going into this, a lot of preparation. So, we're really up a creek here, as your last guest said, and the creek's moving down towards the waterfall. So we have to try to, you know, bolster each other and stay sane and stay strong and realize that challenging times are upon us here.
Boy, that's a wonderful summation. I would say it's an elegant understatement. We're in deep trouble. That's what
it
is.
I have some good news, if you can call it that.
What
you
was
know,
that?
I've got,
good news? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, on a certain level. You know,
okay.
I have 5 websites, and since I retired from a 30-year teaching career in 2011, I've been working on these websites as a public education mechanism, and one is 911nwo.com, which certainly proves that the government is behind 9/11, and therefore this is state-sponsored terrorism, and the whole war on terrorism is bogus in the sense it is used to go after anybody, anywhere, any country, any individual, any group, any regime. So we have this gigantic system that George Bush really laid out. He says, you know, if you're not with us, you're against us, and, you know, you're one of the terrorists, and we will hunt you anywhere in the world. And that system was in place then in 2001, and that that's really what I want to talk about, is that system, because I've gone through now, and this is the kind of good news, Jeff. I've gone through a 10-part series by a brilliant politician and activist and journalist and targeted individual from New Zealand by the name of Susie Dawson. And in a 10-part series called Opening the Five Eyes, Exposing the Methods of the Spies, she lays the whole thing out in a brilliant manner. So, and this is now on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website and my 911nwo.com website. And if people are targeted or curious about what's going on, this 10-part series, which I have transcribed and copied the graphics that they use, because they go through these documents of UK's GCHQ, which is Government Communication Headquarters, Subdivision, JTRIG, which is Joint Threat Response Intelligence Group, documents which lay out how they're going to psychologically abuse and destroy with the five D's of deceive, deny, disrupt, degrade, destroy, their targets. And this whole system, it turns out, is now under the umbrella of the NSA Global Network or Global Spy Network. And Susie lays all this out brilliantly. This is the system that is taking over the world and deciding who lives and who dies. Basically, what she's saying is that the same system that is, say, you know, figuring out where to drop bombs in Syria, this nexus of spies on the ground, military on the ground, high-tech satellites and communications, by which these agencies, the NSA, human intelligence, people on the ground working with the military to determine where the bombs are dropped for fast kill. That same system, a military-grade operation, is used to take out quote-unquote targeted individuals, targeted groups, target audiences, target populations, target regimes all over the world. So now with Susie's brilliant analysis, which again I've just transcribed, so I feel like I've hit, you know, personally a milestone in the sense that, okay, it's laid out now. I mean, we understand what's happening thanks to the work of Susie and others. That same system, that extreme military system with all kinds of now privatization of the spy agencies, and it is a growth industry, is brought to bear against individuals that are flagged as domestic extremists or potential terrorist threats or whatever. And this is a growth industry. People are making a lot of money. This is going right to the communication system, is replicated in all the participating 100-plus countries with the NSA. And the USA, the NSA, is at the top of the pyramid here, and it's gathering all this information and, of course, putting it in this gigantic facility in Bluffdale, Utah, which has you know, millions of square feet, and, you know, supercomputers and everything, to store every bit of communication that has, you know, ever been. And, you know, this is the eye of Sauron. This is the center of the evil, according to Susie. And so in that sense, that's the good news for me, is that since 2016, I've been working on this website, trying to expose and inform and explain this incredibly evil targeting system. I feel like this is now accomplished. And if people want to go to my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, I've transcribed these 10 excellent podcasts. And they can watch Susie. They can listen. They can look at the graphics. They can look at the documents that she references. They can listen to the commentary of this clinical psychologist friend of hers, Lissa K. Johnson, you know, who's terrified that her field of psychology, which she went into to try to help people, is actually using weaponized psychology to abuse and destroy people. And this is all very well laid out in their own documents and in the testimony of Susie and other
targets. Yeah, if you look on the left side in the columnist section, find Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and it's the first link under his name, so you can get there that way as well. I've linked it. Complete 10-part Susie Dawson series, Opening the Five Eyes, Exposing the Spies. It's right there, and you can just click and go.
It's really phenomenal. Susie has, you know, is a brilliant lady. My hat's off to her. She's now in exile in Russia because her life was made so miserable by these. Well, in fact, she was able to identify the private spy company. I think they're called Thompson and Clark, that contracted with seven agencies in New Zealand to destroy her life. And she's no shrinking violet. Very smart. Former president of the Internet Party in New Zealand. And an activist against the TPP and Occupy Auckland, et cetera. And so a very, very savvy lady in social media. And now she has her own social media platform called panquake.com. And I'm a little out of this whole social media thing. I stay out of it, but she's very much in it. So she understands how the contribution of the quote unquote cyber warriors or cyber stalkers or cyber terrorists in this operation is phenomenal, and that the number of government paid cyber stalkers has radically increased recently in order to target individuals who would be considered problematic to the New World Order.
Oh, it's an army. They've turned an army loose on good people.
They've turned an army. Yeah. So we have discovered the identity of the Beck brothers, if we go back to our last conversation. The Beck brothers in the series Yellowstone are the people that keep torturing and killing people, and we're paying them. And then finally the town says, okay, look, we're going to have to get rid of you guys. Why'd you do this? And they say, well, no one ever stopped us. Well, these are the Beck brothers. It's spy agencies in combination with the military. They did the assassination of Kennedy. They did 9/11. They're doing this. They've gotten away with murder for decades. And we paid them to do this, to sabotage and support our nation. You know, this is the whole history of our lives. It's the hidden underlying history of our lives, Jeff. And to understand it is totally mind-boggling for me, because I went through most of my life without knowing this stuff. But this is the top secret dark state, deep state, you know, of Clapper and Comey and Brennan, all those thugs, you know. Those would be high-paid thugs. And then there's an army of low-paid thugs out there. The DHS in 2003 said they wanted to, the Department of Homeland Security, have 100 million American citizen spies on the ground to monitor other Americans and spy on us and to run these operations. And then recently, as posted on your website, we have now a confession of the U.S. government, no less, that they have a secret sixth branch of the military called Signature Reduction. Well, this, according to the report in Newsweek, includes 60,000 people, mostly special operations
60,
forces.
60,000? That's the army I was talking about.
Yes. Well, this is just one of the armies, because these guys are managing that other army of 100 million or whatever that the DH has, citizen spies.
Right.
But these are the cyber warriors. These are the special operations forces, the intelligence agents, who are then infiltrating in plain clothes into the major corporations and smaller corporations to run these operations against us. And we have their vitas in these videos. I can give you the names of them. And on their vitas, they brag about the operations that they participated in. You know, maybe they were teaching how to do honey pots and honey traps, which is one thing they use on us because I'm a targeted individual, and some surreptitious entry, which means break-ins, and of course they're doing all this fake ID stuff for the actual agents, the perps on the ground. They're giving them fake IDs, fake car licenses, etc. It's a military operation against the people. It is the most anti-democratic, unconstitutional operation you can even wrap your mind around. These people should all be in prison. I mean, this is criminal operations. And yet this is what our military is doing, and they're ramping it up. Because we just heard today that the Biden administration has a new pre-crime prevention agency under the DHS called the Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships, which is going to, go after these quote unquote domestic extremists and terrorists on these lists. In other words, it's a growth industry, and they need more and more targets to keep going. And meanwhile, the DOD has its counterpart called Countering Extremism Working Group, which just happens to be staffed by the Southern Poverty Law Center with help from the Communist Chinese, the ACLU, and the ADL. Now, these are Jewish organizations and communist organizations. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and ACLU are Jewish organizations. So what we really see, if we look deep enough, we see that we're all Palestinians now, as well as being targets, and that the targeting is coming down especially hard on the people that are watch listed as potential, you know, domestic extremists or anti-Semitic, you know, racial supremacists or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just kind of a little bit, you know, kind
well,
of.
You've really done a service putting her 10-part series up there. I haven't been able to read it, of course, but I've looked at it. I read a little bit here and there. She's really tough. That woman has a handle on it. She's good, real good.
Yeah, you know,
it's a huge story she's covered. It is the big story in a way. Think about it.
It's all the bigger because it's been hidden. It's been covered up. And this signature reduction secret army, which the Pentagon has just kind of leaked out recently, has been operational probably since 2001. And this is a murder squad. These are death squads. These are American death squads modeled on the Phoenix program in Vietnam when the CIA put together their civilian targeting and elimination program there to take out the civilian supporters, quote unquote, of the Viet Cong. Well, the same structure was replicated here, and our fusion centers function as the interrogation torture centers did in Vietnam. Read Douglas Valentine's excellent books on that, one on the Phoenix program and one on the CIA as organized crime, how illegal operations corrupt America and the world, and begin to get an idea of how the world works. Because these politicians left and right, I mean, they're just actors and they're just puppets. And the real deep state doesn't care whether we have Democrats or Republicans in there, because they're managing both parties quite well, thank you. You know, and Susie brings this out quite well, you know. And so, you know, things are not as...
Have you been in contact with her directly?
You know, I have not been able to. I've gone online to try to find out how to contact her.
Well, please invite her on. She can come on with you, and that would be fun. We'll do a couple hours on this.
This would be fantastic. So, I will keep trying, but I'm not the computer genius that she is, evidently. I'll try, because this lady is, I think, still active, still smart. She's a single mom who's living in Moscow, like Edward Snowden. And her real contribution was to dig in deep, deep, deep into the Julian Assange documents, WikiLeaks, and the Snowden files. And this is all laid out in those documents. So those whistleblowers did a tremendous service to the world. And, of course, they've been targeted, too. Julian Assange targeted and tortured.
Still is. Yeah. Terrible.
Still,
terrible.
Yeah. So we've flipped into a totalitarian system, unfortunately, and the American people are going to have to decide whether we're going to, you know, comply and obey and just be slaves and be genocided, or whether we're going to try to hold our government accountable to serve us as our founding documents.
I love the idea of holding them accountable, but I don't want people to get killed doing so. They, I believe, are, and I think you know this, they'll kill anybody who gets in their way. They don't care. They just don't care.
Well, they can isolate us, you know, which they're doing quite well with all these sites.
Yes, they are.
You know?
Yeah.
And they can abuse us and they can deperson us. You know, signature reduction is kind of like a mafia term for whacking or erasing somebody's identity with slow
kill. See, that's another one of those little cute cliched phrases, signature reduction. Right.
Yes.
They're just so damned arrogant. This is another thing that bothers me.
They're whacking us. They're hitting us. It's like a mafia. It's like the FBI. Yeah. And in fact, some of the documents that Elizabeth Mueller goes through says that the FBI agents would tell these cooperating perpetrators they could have maybe 25% of the value of the state if the investigation succeeds, quote unquote investigation, which means targeting. And So what we have is our FBI, our CIA, our NSA, our criminal operations now. They're completely mafiatized. They are working against the interests of America. They are the Beck brothers. We have to stop them because this is a growth industry. It's going to keep growing. In other words, they're going to target more and more until so many are targeted that, I guess we'll be in the territory of, what are the predictions from the guy, Deagle, it really is a depopulation, program. And I call it G5. Global government gang stalking, genocide, Gestapo. And it has all of those elements in it. And we are now all in that, except for the countries that are the enemies of this system, which are China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, that are the ones that are kind of outside and therefore the targets as well. These are target nations. But the center of it is the NSA, the United States, Britain, and Israel. And this is the Five Eyes countries. The one eye is NSA, the two eyes is U.S. and Israel, that's the second tier, and then the third tier is the two eyes of U.S. and U.K., and that agreement goes back to World War II. So this is the ultimate eye of Sauron that is controlling us now and wants total population control.
Indeed. All right, very good. Hold on, Eric, we'll be right back. Dr. Eric Carlstrom, do look for his name over on the left-hand side in Columnists, and the first link under his name will take you to a 10-part series by Susie Dawson. Back in a minute. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with Eric Carlstrom. Dr. Carlstrom is an authority in many areas. He has at least, how many do you have? 200 different websites now?
I've zeroed in on five, and they're on WordPress. That's kept me
busy. Be careful, WordPress. I don't know. They got terms and conditions. Just be careful.
I know. Well, and they are 911NWO.com, naturalclimatechange.org, which plays in my field of physical geography and paleoclimate. Of course, the whole climate change, global warming thing is another psychological operation and fraud and cover story.
Yeah, it is.
Geoengineering and other weather warfare things. But then also San Luis Valley Waterwatch.com. Close to my home in southern Colorado there, the big water issues there, and also gangstalking, mindcontrolcults.com, which we've been talking about and which I've been focusing on since 2016. And then finally, my music website, which is ericcarlstrom.com, in which I have a lifeline project now available for people, which gives the headlines from my gangstalking mindcontrolcults.com website in about 5 hours of combined narrations and music, so that if people want to understand this project or this program better, they can get that, those 73 tracks, and learn what I think the most important features. Now, between that project, the Lifeline project, and Susie Dawson's interviews, I would say the information is now out there so that people who are targeted, and this can be brutal. It can be a program of torture and murder. It is a program of torture and murder. And people are succumbing and dying and committing suicide. Their lives are destroyed by this program. So, this is education, I believe, is the best defense against this hideous and heinous black operation, black market operation. And now what I'm saying, the good news from my point of view, Jeff, is that with the Susie Dawson interviews and with the Lifeline Project, people who are targeted, they're wrecking your life very systematically. And it's a shock and awe for the first couple of years. You don't know what's going on. All you know is your life is being destroyed somehow by somebody. And with this information, people have a chance to survive the first few years, and then once they understand the program, then their chances of survival increase radically, I believe. So this, I think, is a success that I feel quite good about. We have to understand, Jeff, that this uber surveillance, very, very aggressive targeting program predates COVID. So they're both genocidal in intent. They're both coming from the same sources. But
good point.
It was all set up before COVID was unleashed. And if you wonder whether COVID has a genocidal intent behind it, study the uber surveillance state, this targeting program that also has it's torture and murder. So the unfortunate, my uncle was high in the CIA and we were good friends, and he's a nice guy. But once in a while, he'd say something interesting that revealed, something, but not much. And after he retired, in 73, but then he would do these little, kind of expeditions that obviously had something to do with the CIA. He went down through Central and South America and came back one time and he told me, oh, there's a distinction, between the countries where the guns are turned outward from those in which the guns are turned inward. And I think that we need to understand in America that the guns are turned inward, which is to say that the military, we're in a totalitarian system in which we can be killed by the government and government authorities, and the resources that they can bring to bear are enormous.
Yeah.
This fundamental understanding that I think if Americans were to get that, this is a totalitarian government like Soviet Union after the Bolshevik Revolution, like the Communist Chinese after the Chinese Revolution. And I believe it's the same players and actors that are behind all of these. And they are genocidal in their intent. And what they want, of course, is total control. And they want all the property and they want all the wealth and resources. So I feel like, we're making some progress, but we have to wake people up to realize that we need to defend ourselves now.
You bet. You can't, Kyle. Honestly, what are you going to get when you call the police? 911? In many cases, if things get bad, and they're going to get bad, they won't answer. You'll get a recording or please leave your name and number kind of a thing. It depends on the city. It depends on the urban area you live in if you're unfortunate enough to be stuck in one. But we're really in, if we don't learn to protect ourselves, a lot of us are not going to make it.
Right. And anybody who's targeted and who's studied the targeted individual phenomena knows that the police, generally speaking, are in on it. They're using these military techniques and technologies because the military has cooperated with them. A memo of understanding between the military, and the police goes back to 1994. And we also know that the legal system, for the most part, as well as the psychiatric and medical system, are on board. So if a targeted individual, finds, hundreds of people are stalking them and they're hearing voices in their head from B2K or they're having break-ins, and then they're foolish enough to go to the police and report these things, the police, chances are not going to help them. In fact, that's almost across the board. And in fact, they only make their lives worse by reporting it. They will be either incarcerated or institutionalized as crazy. And most of the psychiatric profession will say, okay, this person is schizophrenic, paranoid, delusional, And that's all part of the psychiatric reprisal that the Soviets had back in their day. And of course, the East German Stasi, the communists and they're getting the Nazi Gestapo type stuff here. So all these techniques have been honed in these totalitarian societies, for over 100 years. And now they are being brought to bear here in America. So the tyranny here is very real, but it's still not comprehended by most Americans, which is the scary thing.
No, they don't know. And honestly, Eric, I think they know less now than they may have ever known. When you talk about the aggregate, they're just not informed. I could say dumb, I could say stupid, but they're just not informed anymore. And I'm not sure a lot of them really want to be informed. They've been weaned off the idea of being proactive in life and thinking and discussing into just, they're just taking, it's like socialism in a way. They're just taking the handouts, and the handouts are delivered through the screens. They're just watching, playing, watching, drooling, playing some more. What do they do? I even look at YouTube videos sometimes, and I don't have the time to do it, But I'll see something that's very interesting to me, and I'll 12 minutes gone. Okay. And I know there are people that that's all they do practically is watch YouTubes. And they can be very interesting, even though they're corrupted and the good stuff is usually kept well away from the screen. But these people are addicts. They're addicts with a reactive personality now. It's not their fault. That's how they've been crafted, but they are that. And I don't know where it's going to go except further down. They're going to get to the point where they're just kind of useless.
Yeah.
Unless they wake up.
We take on the identity which has been handed to us of useless eaters, you know. This is how our controllers perceive us, you know. But, yeah, you know, two movies that people might want to keep in mind when they're listening to us talk is I rewatched the classic from the 80s, They Live. And, of course, in that movie, there's a signal being broadcast from this central location, which is keeping everybody stupid, you know. And we can kind of equate that with TV. Meanwhile, there's a small power elite which is absconding with all the wealth and, you know, going back to whatever planet system they're from. But this one guy runs across these special glasses and he starts to see who these people are and sees how incredibly ugly and, you know, rotten and evil they are. And so we all need to get some of those glasses, Jeff, in order to survive, I think.
That's true.
And the other movie true. I would call into bring to bear is The Hunger Games. And I think they're turning us into a Hunger Games society on many levels. This whole targeting thing pits us against each other. And this is the strategy being adopted by the Pentagon and other areas where, you know, citizen groups are supposed to hate each other and kill each other and they have normalization of violence. But what is particularly interesting to me about that first Hunger Games TV show, Jeff, or movie is that there is one scene, maybe you can remember it, maybe some of the listeners can't, where the contestants in this, you know, outdoor reality show combat zone are fighting it to the death. But then you see, when you pull back the camera, you see that they are actually in an electronically controlled space. And there's every circle of people with computers. And they are monitoring everything going on in that area. And they can actually change events. They can put little hologram illusions of animals or whatever. And we have been in an electronic battlefield for a long, long time. And it was General Westmoreland in 1969 during the Vietnam War said future wars will be fought on the electronic battlefield. We're living in the electronic battlefield. And again, because we're dumbed down, we don't know that. And we're not told that. But the NSA can track us. You know, in fact, William Benny said the NSA tracks them and the CIA whacks them. They can track us with our brain prints, like fingerprints, you know, with their satellite.
Yeah.
And they can take out whoever they don't like with this targeting program, which brings to bear all these other elements of society. Mm-hmm. We're deep into a very, very dystopian control grid, and it is all about control. Which, of course, is extraordinarily anti-democratic and unconstitutional. So for those of us who, you know, kind of relish living in a free country or thought we did and want to keep living in a free country, I'm afraid we need to step up and, you know, turn off the TV and learn about these things so that we can protect ourselves and hopefully turn it around. This is what Susie Dawson says. She says, we've got to stop this. This is a growth industry, and they're not going to stop. Only we can stop them. And somebody asked her, well, what drives you? She says, righteous indignation. They shouldn't be able to do this. They shouldn't be able to destroy people's lives with impunity if they're innocent, good people. And that's exactly what's happening. So we need to get our righteous indignation. We need to not tolerate these kinds of abuses by the people that we pay and hire to protect us.
Well, until we can get term limits, we're not going to get to first base. You got to stop the career aspect of this, serving the people.
Well, see, what Susie would say is that these politicians, you know, are elected, they come and go. But the unelected bureaucrats, the CIA people and the NSA people, they stay. And they're the ones who are infiltrating and controlling.
Oh, that's the deep state.
That's, yeah, they're controlling the oversight committees that are supposed to watch them.
That's how they do it. And Eric's right. Let me just say this about that. Who used to say that? Let me say this about that. Somebody, anyway.
Nixon said that.
That's right. Let me say, I want to say this about that. When they have a target, and the target, let's say it's an oversight committee or whatever committee in the Congress or the Senate, they'll go after and they'll co-opt the committee chair. They own everything. They control it all. And if the person isn't co-opted and refuses to play the game, they'll be in trouble. They don't take prisoners. And go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And even Chuck Schumer, you know, who's definitely one of the Zionists that controls America and the world, you know, he said the CIA has six ways to kind of do you in if you don't play by the rules, by their rules. And in that statement, he's absolutely correct. But it's hard to tell who's in control. Is it the CIA or is it the Federal Reserve? Or is it, are they so intertwined now that it's impossible to distinguish? You know, is it the Zionists? Is it the bankers? Is it the CIA? Is it the NSA? I would submit that it's one thing. And we are under a transnational military dictatorship.
It's a multi-tentacled monolith is what it is. It's a monolithic power center with a lot of different facets. It's really amazing when you think about it. And people don't think. And they, furthermore, even if they try to think, they don't understand. The control matrix is so complete now. Think about it. If somebody won't play ball, they're dead. Or they're destroyed, one way or the other. There's no mercy at all, none. Ruthlessness is an understatement, if there ever was one. Go ahead.
Well, this is right. And, you know, some of the testimony in these great videos, Elizabeth Mueller is an activist in Virginia and a targeted individual. Very sweet, you know, kind lady who's just trying to make the world a better place. And she gets targeted. And she says in the interview, "It's mind-boggling how many people are involved in targeting one person. It's quite terrifying, actually. It's like a full-scale military operation. There is somebody directing these operations. They can be psychological operations. It can be smearing people, stalking their mail, and physically breaking in. They want to be always learning more and more about you. It's called the collect.
Right.
They want to collect information about you to control you. They disseminate the information back to the team, and they keep running missions. It can be constant. Targets will have people doing these ops against them all day long. If they break into your house, they report back." So in other words, it is a integrated system, and the spear and the target of this kill chain, and it is a military kill chain, is somebody like Elizabeth Mueller, who's a very sweet, gentle, kind, loving kind of person you want on the planet, trying to make the world a better place to live. And guess what? We have the Beck brothers, these psychopaths, you know, Brennan, Colby.
What they're doing, again, is they're telling us up front how they do it. What happens? They kill people because they're not being interfered with. They're not being caught. And
here's what Susie Dawson says. Susie Dawson says, "I am also hyper aware that those who target us know full well how miserable we TIs are sometimes, how much suffering we are going through, and how hideous what we are going through is. They know this because they constantly spy on us and broadcast it live to Langley, Virginia, to CIA headquarters. They were spying on Julian Assange on every single second of every day, including when he was in the bathroom. They knew how much Julian was suffering. They watch and study the effects on us, targets, of what they do to us. We are like lab rats to them. They will tailor their targeting of other people based on the impact that they gauge from monitoring the effects of what they've done to us." So, right, they are ruthless, they are heartless, they look at us as lab rats to be destroyed. And we pay these people.
Oh, yeah, very well. Yeah, lots of job security, lots of retirement perks, Right. Disgusting.
It's amazing. Geez, you know, and again, in these interviews, they, Elizabeth, bless her heart, you know, she goes through these documents on various websites and finds actually a whole series of vitae, curriculum vitae, of the people that are doing this. Let me just give you one. Dorothy Falk, intelligence analyst, 2015 here. She says she's an ASOT role player and instructor from Pinehurst, North Carolina, making good money. Recent experience in Afghanistan and other hostile fire zones, supporting SOF, Special Operations Forces operations. Okay, these are the kind of people that are now attacking Americans. Active secret clearance, instructor supported 1st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, 20th, SFGA, and SOCNT, that's some military thing. Worked closely with local FBI, police, and DEA in multiple U.S. cities to support training. And in the human intelligence collection and techniques to special operations forces, teaching students how to set up honeypots. And elicitation is one thing here. That's when you get a target to do something illegal so that, that the FBI or the cops can arrest them. It goes on and on. But the vita is in these interviews, and thanks to Elizabeth Mueller, this cute, sweet gal who just wanted a better world and wanted to protest the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, finds herself being slowly killed by these people who are well-paid and well-trained. This is – something's wrong with this, Jeff. What's wrong with this picture? We have
how about everything?
We have predation. We have paid predators, people like this, Dorothy Falk, to wipe out and destroy good people like Elizabeth Mueller. I mean, this is so evil. Most right. people couldn't put their minds around it.
No, and they couldn't. The system is. That's one of their advantages. They know that most people could not wrap their mind around it, wouldn't believe it. Government wouldn't do that to us. No, no.
Well, we better wait.
Do worse.
And they've been doing it for a long time.
Unfortunately, and I don't like to use the word woke, but the people who are truly still sleepwalking in that other realm that think we have a two-party system and a representative government, they're going to be the first to go. Many of them are just going to go. They'll probably die from the vaccine, the spike protein. The damage is, it is attacking the blood. It is going into the bone marrow and disrupting the production of stem cells and the other cells that form the base of your immune system. You're not going to have an immune system if you took that shot in many cases. I can't say all. I don't want to say all. But you've got to begin to take immaculate care of yourself. Because you're going to be in a point where you will not have a viable immune system if you've been injected. That's the way it looks. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't believe so for a second.
No,
it's not good.
You're right. The data is on the side of that interpretation, although most people don't know it. But there again, the military, Operation Warp Speed, the military is delivering these kill shots. So the military has been co-opted to doing this genocide.
Correct. So correct.
Kill genocide.
Yeah. I sent you a file on last night's program, Hour 3. Very important. You might want to listen to that if you get a chance.
I will listen to that. And I also want to congratulate you, Jeff, on having Judy Mikovits on recently. I listened to that in its entirety. She's one of the experts. And, if the science is out there, if people will sit down and listen to these experts to understand the incredible dangers of these Frankenshots, these Nazi Frankenshots.
No, worse than that. Worse. Yeah, Judy is just a real character, and I don't usually go after people to get them on the program because they've been on other programs, and I'll play videos, and they might as well be on the program because you're getting the best, so I don't like to bother them. But she's a real, real amazing person all the way around. Eric, thank you. So are you. And we appreciate everything you've done. You're carrying an enormous load and making an even bigger contribution So continue, keep it up, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Jeff. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Same to you. All right. That's our program on Thursday, and we'll roll right around back at you tomorrow night in 21 hours and talk to you then on Friday. Take care.